Disclaimer: the following episode of SassyCast may contain material that you could find shocking, offensive, inappropriate, and rude. Please note that this is a comedy podcast that takes a politically incorrect approach to comedy, and that none of our comments on the show actually reflect our opinions and morals in real life. Thank you.
I'm a sadist, Anna. I like to whip little brown-haired girls like you, because you all look like the crack whore, my birth mother. He runs a hand through his hair, and almost smiles, but instead sighs ruefully. I'm talking about the heavy shit, Anastasia. You should see what I can do with a cane. Or a cat. The hell's he gonna do, have sex with a cat? Well, I mean, look, there's pussy, and then there's fucking a cat. There's some sick, sick people in this world. I cannot honestly believe that people read this crap. Do you want a regular, vanilla relationship with no kinky fuckery at all? My mouth drops open. Kinky fuckery? I squeak. My inner goddess is down on bended knee, with hands clasped in supplication, begging me. I like your kinky fuckery, I whisper. Yeah, more like bullshit douchery. We never used such terms when I was young. Listen, I mean, we had creative names for sex. You ever done a ham sandwich? Well, all right, I'll tell you. Get yourself two slices of ham, honey baked, and then a little thing of coleslaw, okay? And then you put some coleslaw on your finger, and then you shove that up your what's that? All right, let's move on. With his eyes wide and full of fear, he gently tugs my hand and places it on his chest, over his heart, in the forbidden zone. His breathing quickens. His heart is beating a frantic, pounding tattoo beneath my fingers. I gasp, oh, my 50. He's letting me touch him. 50? Hell, that's a child. I'm 75 years old. I'll let her touch my ass wherever she wants. It don't matter to me. You better back that thing up, Miss Daisy. I'm gonna smack that ass. Oh, I'm a dirty old man. Lady's out of her damn mind. Look, I can't read any more of this. All right, that's enough.
Hello, sassholes.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to SassyCast.
Hello.
This is Roy.
This is Extrafer.
And where are we heading off to, Extrafer?
We are heading for the second year in a row. We're going to the 2012 Addison Oktoberfest.
Oof-da.
Oof-da.
We're going to go have some sausage.
Yeah.
We're going to go have some Wienerschnitzel.
Yeah.
And some strudel.
And schnitzel with noodle, yeah.
Yes, and we're going to go and watch the Dachshund Parade.
The Dachshund Parade. I love Dachshunds. They're so cute.
Little tiny wiener dogs with little legs.
And Extrafer has decided,
yes,
that I'm going to take up a cause this Christmas.
And that cause is?
I'm going to be a champion for animals.
Aww.
I've decided every week I'm going to go to OperationKindness.com or .net or whatever, .org. And I'm going to feature a pet on my Facebook page.
Oh.
Because I was looking at some pets. I've been wanting a pet again. And I noticed there are some pets yesterday online. Some really cute kitties and doggies. And I'm like, oh. And they're so cute. And there's one on there who's this really cute little black, baby black lab.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Roxy.
Roxy?
I almost thought, oh, let's go get her.
We kind of have a cat who's kind of adopted us.
That would be Dave.
He's
an orange tabby colored version of PJ.
Yes, he's very sweet.
Yeah, PJ was our gray and black mackerel tabby that we had to get rid of. But Dave is another stray. He's in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
He was abandoned by an owner. He is neutered.
You could definitely tell that he was a house cat. And
he's skittish of people, but he loves us.
He loves us. He's trying so desperately to get into our home. He's trying so hard to desperately get into our house, but we're like, no, we can't. Sorry.
No, we're not doing that again. We love animals, but
We will take care of him.
We'll feed him and play with him outside. And if it does get to like really be cold and freezing outside, we may bring him in for a night. But he's not staying in our house permanently.
Yeah.
We can't do that. I'm not supposed to even have a pet.
Yeah.
And PJ pretty much destroyed the apartment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Speaking of feeding, we do need to get him some food today.
I want to go with dry. That wet stuff is just... Because the dry can sit there and it won't rot.
I noticed that he loves...
Chicken.
Well, not only that, but he loved the Trader Joe's tuna for cats. He went nuts for that. And then again, it did smell like real tuna.
Okay. To me, it just smelled like ass.
I know. Okay, now we do have to warn you. That later on this show, we have a rant coming.
Yeah, we do.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But it's a very legitimate rant.
Yeah.
And it's a rant that I think is going to shock people.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it has to happen. So with that said, we're on our way to Oktoberfest. But we also wanted to talk about something else that's happened here in Dallas recently. We've been the recipients of another California import.
Yes.
Now, we've infamously talked about In-N-Out on this show.
Oh, and apparently the In-N-Outs in Dallas now
are bombing.
And they're giving people food poisoning.
Yes. So, good job, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other import that we had, I just recently mentioned, is Trader Joe's. So I was extremely happy to see Trader Joe's in town because I love Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Trader Joe's is, for those who do not have a Trader Joe's, it is a little pricey, but the thing about Trader Joe's is that I don't see it as one of those places where I go to do everyday grocery shopping. They have items that are exclusive to Trader Joe's that are fun and delicious and just
excuse me, I'm trying to move my balls.
Okay. And just, you know, little things I like the popcorn that I'm currently noshing on from them that's got the savory seasonings.
You've been noshing on that for over a week, and the popcorn you usually go all out and just
because I'm enjoying it. It's savory.
Okay, I like Trader Joe's. It was interesting. I don't see the price benefits that you have mentioned to me. To me, they're equal to everybody else, which is, you know, Whole Foods, Central Market, and your average grocery store for a lot of basic stuff. I will say they do have a lot of unique items, and that's probably why we would shop there regularly, is for the unique Trader Joe's only items. Their frozen macaroni and cheese...
It's delicious.
...is comparable to my own homemade.
Very delicious.
Yes.
And then they also had that really good New Zealand grass-fed cheddar that we had. That was good.
I used that in... when I made mac and cheese that night,
mm-hmm.
I
put
that
it in was there. Good.
It was very good.
And then I haven't broken them out yet. But there was something that I used to get there all the time that they still had, and it was the kosher hot dogs with the cheese inside.
They're in their freezer. We have to get them hot dog buns.
And not kosher because there's cheese in them, but you know, no nitrates or anything like that.
Speaking of hot dogs, real quick.
Yes.
Do not ever buy hot dog buns from Walmart brand.
Oh, they're like, they're like cobwebs.
Well, no, those are the Target ones.
Oh.
No, because here's why.
Okay.
We bought these things, about 3 months ago? It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Since we had hot dogs at home. I bought these things 3 months ago. Well, we only had like half a package left. And I don't know where they went. I'm like, where the hell did this package of hot dog buns go? I was gonna grind them up to make breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
I couldn't find them. Well, I found the bag of hot dog buns, and it had fallen between the refrigerator and the cabinet.
Ooh, how moldy were they?
Here's the scary part.
They weren't moldy?
They weren't moldy.
Oh, my God!
So, God knows what's in these things to prevent mold. Because our bread molds pretty quickly.
Yes, because of the humidity.
Yeah, and we've had a more humid summer than usual. But it's not been that humid, but still... It's been humid enough where stuff can go moldy.
Oh my God, that's like that experiment that one school student did with the McDonald's food.
Yeah, it didn't mold. After 3 months of being hidden,
it did not mold.
Gross. I was frightened.
Gross.
So I will never, I'm not an all natural person, but I do read labels. And I do know now what buzzwords to look for things or for preservatives. I understand salt and sugar and fat. Those are three natural preservatives. But anything that says, like, you know, something, something, calcifate or whatever, I'm kind of...
Schlack.
I'm kind of leery of stuff like that now because I realize, wow, you know, there's a lot of shit out there that's in food.
Is there beef gluten in it to hold it together?
Oh, the beef glue?
The beef glue?
Yeah, y'all heard about this thing with the meat glue? About a year ago, the story came out. It's not, they don't do it here. It's not approved here. But in England, they take smaller pieces of choice cuts of meat. They'll take smaller pieces that really aren't like the ends that you kind of have left over. They'll take a bone marrow glue of any other animal. They just put all the stuff together and they make a glue out of it. And they glue smaller pieces together to form a bigger piece. They wrap it really tight and then they do what they do with like lunch meat and stuff to make it form. And they sell it as a whole piece of like round steak or a filet or something. But the thing is, it's using animal gluten from other animals to do this. Now, it is natural, but here's the thing. They're selling this to people who have to have a kosher diet. Well, they're using gluten or whatever from various animals, including
pig,
boar, pork. Well, if you're on a kosher diet or you're, because of religious reasons, you're having to have a kosher meal.
Unless you're Duff.
Duff Goldman is a bad Jew, but he's a good Jew. I'm a bad Jew. I eat bacon too. But if you're on a kosher diet for whatever purposes, you're eating beef that's been put together with pork glue.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have like a chicken, if you're allergic to eggs or chicken, because there are some people who are, you're eating beef or whatever. I mean, it's nasty to think about.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of restaurants are getting away with doing this. So if you look at a piece of meat, if the fat is swirly or spotty, it probably was put together with meat gluten or meat glue. So just be on the lookout for that. There's a video online about it too. But Anyway,
you're a bad Jew because not only do you eat the bacon and other pork products, but you don't celebrate Hanukkah, but you celebrate Christmas.
Well, I just found out I was Jewish 3 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
So I didn't even know. My family, we don't practice it.
Do you want a menorah?
I want a gaynorah. You use rainbow colored candles in it and you light one every night. I have my own holiday called Homonica. I haven't celebrated in a long time though.
When you light the candles, do you go, "Oi, girl"?
Oi, girl. That was fun though.
So anyway, back to the Trader Joe's.
Yes. I liked it. I thought it was so fucking busy.
Well, yeah, because it was the grand opening week. So.
Oh my god, it was crazy.
And Trader Joe's has a reputation, and it's a good reputation. Yeah. So, but
it just seemed to, you know what? It reminded me a little bit of if you have these in your area. We had one here, and they closed down. New Flower Market or Sunflower Market. It reminded me of that crossed with an Aldi. It was small. It sold specific things. They're sold seasonally mostly.
Because
Aldi doesn't carry the same thing all the time either. It's some stuff had a discount. Some stuff has their own name on it. The only difference is that they don't have anything made by other people for them. They make their own. But it just, it was small and I liked it. But at the same time, I'm thinking, this would be like good if you live in an area that doesn't really have a lot of choices for shopping. But there's a Whole Foods across the street that sells the exact same thing that I know is somewhat better quality. Sorry, and it's the same price. So. But, I mean, for certain specific things, yeah, we'll go there.
I like the fruit leather.
The fruit leather was definitely good. Speaking of fruit leather, gotta go again. World Market. Okay, anybody who grew up in the 70s and early 80s remembers the original fruit roll-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Not the things that is made today by Kellogg's or whoever makes them, or General Mills, the square things you peel off the plastic. No. These are the original fruit roll-ups. They're round. And they're on
very thin swipe of fruit puree.
Very thin fruit puree. They're like these kind of like a 12-inch disc, like an album, an LP from the 70s. And it's a white label with there's apricot, there's raspberry, there's cherry, and there's strawberry or whatever. Back from the 70s. World Market is currently carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the original fruit roll-up, not that Kellogg shit.
They haven't changed the formula either.
They haven't changed the formula. I had a wrapper at home. I can't find it, though. I was going to go online and find their website, but I couldn't find it. But, yeah. So it's my childhood was brought back, and my favorite flavor was always the raspberry. I mean the apricot. And I had the apricot. And it was
mine was the raspberry. I drove my mom nuts with those things though, yes. Because I mean she'd buy them for me because it was a way to get me to eat fruit.
Yes.
But what would piss her off is that I would peel the whole thing off of the wrapper. And then I would cut out eye holes and a nose hole and put it on my face and walk around with it as a mask.
See?
And pissed my mom off.
Why?
Because I was wasting the food.
But see, what I would do is I would get like 5 or 6 of them. I would stack them all together, roll mm-hmm. them up as one big roll-up, and then eat all of them.
It's a fruit burrito.
It is. My mom's like, those are for your school lunch. And I'm like, I'd be like, and there's a mouthful of fruit roll-up, and yeah, it was
they were
fun.
Good. And the thing is that's sneaky about them is I mean, yeah, there's sugar and all that in there, but at the same time...
It's fruit.
It is fruit. It's a sneaky way to get your kids to eat fruit.
And one roll-up is considered a serving of fruit.
Yeah, so it's a sneaky way to do it.
Don't get me wrong, the whole sun-kissed, all that is out there now, the fruit roll-ups, they're good. I like them. I eat them, too. I still have some at home. But... these were the original,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so damn tasty.
Speaking of tasty,
we're almost at the Oktoberfest.
We're almost at the Oktoberfest.
It's an Oktoberfest. Oof da!
I am looking forward to the food.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
There's one item that they're serving this year, though, that I'm not looking forward to, and I'm going to skip.
Sausage and sauerkraut
the pizza. Sausage and sauerkraut pizza, yeah.
That is not,
That just doesn't even sound good. I'm sorry. I like sauerkraut. And I like bratwurst, but not on a pizza crust. No. No. So, anyway, we are going to go now, and we are going to partake in the fun. And
That
is the Oktoberfest, and when we come back, we will tell you about what we experienced.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Children, have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say shoo shoo and stick him with a pin. Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Tell him you got soldiers in your bed, for he will never guess that they are only made of lead. Say hush hush, he'll think that you're asleep. If you make a lovely snore away, he'll softly creep. Sing this tune, you children one and all. Bogeyman will run away, he'll think it's Henry Hall. When the shadows of the evening creep across the sky, and your mommy comes upstairs to sing a lullaby, tell her that the bogeyman no longer frightens you. Uncle Henry's very kindly told you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend your teddy bear's a dog, then shout out, fetch him, Teddy, and he'll hop off like a frog. Say meow, pretend that you're a cat. He'll think you may scratch and that will make him fall down flat. Just pretend he isn't really there. You will find that bogeyman will finish in thin air. Here's one way to catch him without fail. Just keep a little salt with you and put it on his tail.
There's some sick, sick people in this world.
And we're back. We are done with the Oofda.
Oofda!
The Oktoberfest.
The Flaggernocken.
Flukedurgen.
Flaggernurgen. Kenergenurgen.
Now we're getting Swedish.
Oh.
You're a Niefer. Yeah, that's Swedish. No, German's more like Fjaktoin!
Oh, what a romantic language. You say the sweetest things.
Today, the day that we went on Sunday.
The hottest day of the month.
Oh, man. It was warm.
It was cool all month long.
Then all of a sudden.
80s of the day. Bam! 96.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Of course.
Great. But we plan to do it the whole 5-hour gig.
We lasted 3 hours.
Leaving 2 hours? That's not bad, though. We still did the majority of the day here.
Well, it wasn't as big as it was last year, though.
No, there were a lot less vendors. Better food. There's more food this
year. Oh, God, yeah, the food was good. Let's focus on the food for a second.
The food was numb.
I had...
What'd you have?
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel. You had chicken schnitzel.
I had chicken schnitzel, which was good.
I noticed that the Wiener Schnitzel was not there this year.
No, not here. No, it was just the schnitzel. I had the chicken schnitzel, and I also...
Schnitzel is basically fried meat. You had chicken schnitzel.
Yes, and it was good.
Which is veal.
Yeah, but the schnitzel was good. It's very good.
Pork.
And then I also had the deep fried pork shank from the Schweinhut! Schwein! Schwein!
Say the most romantic things.
And no, the food was not served by Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS, unfortunately. Oh. Although that would have been awesome.
There was not one tent out there offering to pee on me. Or poop on me.
No shyster. What else did I have? Oh, we had pretzel.
I had a pretzel. I didn't like the mustard.
Well, you don't like German mustard.
No,
that's
I
the
like
thing.
Traditional yellow mustard.
And then...
Can I hit them? They're Romney Ryan 2012.
Yes, do it. Go ahead.
I'm driving a Dodge.
And then you had the Bavarian-style pork.
It's just pulled pork in a vinegar-based barbecue sauce on a bun. It's really nothing. I mean, honestly, a lot of American foods have a lot of European, you know, basis. Chicken fried steak, like I think I covered this last year during the show. Chicken fried steak really is just another version of Wiener Schnitzel or Schnitzel.
Well, honestly, the Schnitzel that I had was pretty much Chick-fil-A without the hate.
Yeah, you had it on bread with a pickle. I mean,
yeah, it was Chick-fil-A with.
It's German, so it's a different kind of hate.
Yes, yes, it's a hate filled with love.
Yes.
And then we also...
Love? Had, from who? From what? Oh, love of white people.
Yes.
Non-Jews.
And then we had gingerbread cookies.
That was good gingerbread.
Which was so good. And then we saw a child's play thing, like structure, where you had to enter in between Batman's legs.
Oh, hello.
And honestly, the entrance of it looked like an anus.
Yes.
I wish I got a photo of that.
Not one tent offering to poop on me. I'm shocked and kind of hurt.
Actually, the lack of vendors this year was kind of shocking.
Yeah, who they had were nice, but it's the same crap. It's all stained glass or wood carved crosses.
Not really anything too much German themed this year.
Jewelry. There was a lot of beer steins. They had the Russian nesting eggs, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean they really did. I mean I was looking for more German handcrafted stuff. Like they had last year. They didn't this year.
No, not as much folk dancing either.
No, not as much folk dancing this year either.
But again, it might be the fact that it's Sunday and some things may close on Saturday.
That's true.
But still. You know what? It only costs us $5 to get in.
I know.
Stop your bitching.
I know. We can't complain that
stop
much.
Stop your bitching.
It only cost us $5 to go in. And the food was damn good.
Oh, my God.
The food is always good.
We got some strudel.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry and apple strudel. Schnitzel with noodle. They never serve schnitzel with noodle here. I don't know why.
Oh. And we saw the Dachshund race.
What do you call them?
Dachshunds.
You're thinking of a car.
Yes, the Dachshund race.
The Dachshunds became Nissans.
Yes.
Which we could name our pet Dachshund Nissan. Because no. Dachshund was bought out.
I know, but Nissan. I prefer call. If we get a pet Dachshund, I prefer calling it Jetta.
Jetta.
Okay, the race was very quick.
Oh my God.
We waited around 2 hours for a 2-minute race.
I thought it was going to be like obstacle courses and...
No.
No, they just ran across a 7-foot-long strip of land 2 times. Okay, you win. Bye. Okay. you had to stand here on the heat for literally a 2 to 3 minute long race.
Yeah, I was waiting for an obstacle course and stuff like that.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Well, they did have also the parade of the dachshunds that were like rescued,
yes,
and stuff like that.
They were so cute. They're so cute.
I want a dachshund.
I used to have three.
I want a dachshund. I've decided if I get a dog, that's the dog I want, as a dachshund.
We gotta talk about this, because we have to agree on the dog.
I want a dachshund.
First of all, if we get a dog at all, it'll be from Operation Kindness. It'll be what they have.
If they have a dachshund, I want a dachshund.
I'm prone to terriers, boo.
I like dachshunds.
I like terriers.
We can get a dachshund terrier mix. There you go. Happy ending.
Good luck finding that.
Hey, we found a golden Labrador.
We found a retriever dachshund
mix, which was bizarre.
It had the head of a golden retriever,
and the tail also.
And the tail of a golden retriever, but had the body of a dachshund. It was adorable. It's all holy fuck.
But it was like, oh, you're Darwin's grab bag.
Oh my.
Okay. But they were so cute and so sweet, and they looked so happy. And
you just want a puppy to dress in drag.
Not in drag, in sweaters, dear, in sweaters.
Whatever, as I wave my hand to you.
Get it a nice alpaca sweater.
See, there's something wrong with that right there.
What, a dog wearing alpaca?
An alpaca sweater.
Angora? Yes, we can have the dachshund wearing an Angora sweater, and we can call him Ed Wood. You know what? And I have to say something about something I noticed today. So the Germans.
Yes.
Angry sounding language, happy sounding music.
Well, the music is very happy.
Like chicken dance like stuff, and then they open their mouth and it's, oh, ho, ha, ha.
That's more Japanese.
No. the Gungam style.
Yes. You know, I walked all over that goddamn park. I didn't see Nina and her 99 left balloons anywhere.
Although they did play Edelweiss.
They did play Edelweiss.
On the cowbells.
And you've not heard anything until you've heard a folk version of Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh my god.
That was precious.
A polka folk version of Another One Bites the Dust. Best. Oh my god. I can't believe we still heard that.
You will have to be Ava.
Oh, Another One Bites the Dust! Dust, dust!
Yeah, where's Rammstein? They weren't there.
I don't think Rammstein would be allowed at a family-friendly event, boo.
No,
I don't think so.
They just shoved forks in their penises. Who cares?
Yeah, they only had a music video that was an amateur porn of them. I mean,
what's wrong with that? Du hast. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, it was still fun, and the food is still worth it.
Yeah. I mean, a drop in Easy, $50. We dropped about $50, $60 today.
Yeah, and it was a nice precursor for the main event next week.
We got a nice ceramic beer stein for $5.
Yes, we did. It was a very nice beer stein for $5.
Well, last year we got the glass one. This year we got the ceramic. Which I think is prettier.
And this is actually just the warm-up to next week. The State Fair of Texas!
Yeah. Well, and also next weekend is the McKinney. You know what? I'm going to say this. If next weekend is too hot...
For the State Fair, we'll go to the McKinney?
We'll go to the McKinney one instead.
Okay.
McKinney Oktoberfest.
Okay. We'll do that then.
Okay.
Bye. And then Shakespeare in the Park is getting ready to come there also with Macbeth.
Yes.
Which I plan on seeing.
Yes, you do.
And we found out that the Water Tower Theater, which is right there where Oktoberfest in Addison is, next summer... is doing Xanadu the Musical.
Shut up.
So, I know what we're doing next summer.
You want to know why we're doing it?
Because it's on your birthday.
It opens on my birthday weekend.
Yes.
It's on the 26th. My birthday is the 28th of July.
Everyone, so I know what
everyone listening, remember this. My birthday is July 28th.
So, I know what we're doing for your birthday next year.
I take cards and gifts and cash.
I know what we're doing. I'm taking you to see Xanadu for your birthday.
Mostly
so.
Cats and 20s.
Well, they got a good lineup. I know you're not too crazy about the Sondheim show putting it together because you're not a fan of Sondheim. God,
Sondheim. You know what? Sondheim is just lyrical Skrillex to me.
Well, that's, you know. Oh, wow.
That's all
lyrical Skrillex.
That's all Sondheim is.
Wow.
That's all it is. I was like, what? You can't sing that. That doesn't piece together right.
Nice.
That's all that it is.
But the other shows that they're doing a radio, a live stage radio play version of It's a Wonderful Life, which is interesting. That's what their Christmas show is this year.
Yes.
Right now they're doing The Mystery of Irma Vemp, which I want to see badly because it's a funny ass show.
Never heard of it.
And they're also doing The Grapes of Wrath, which is a depressing show. And then a new one that I've never heard of before. But the big one, the big one of the season is Xanadu. That's their big summer show.
That closes their summer season.
That's their big summer show is Xanadu. So it's going to be a gay cotillion for Xanadu.
I cannot wait for Xanadu to see it again.
Yes, because we did go see it.
When it came to Dallas, when the official touring production came to Dallas.
Yes.
This is a local people.
This will be the first regional theater version of it. And so
we're happy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
It's on my birthday.
There's some good theater coming to Dallas. We've got,
good theater.
Well, I mean, there's some really good shows coming. I mean, we just missed Les Mis, and we just missed Chicago. But coming up is, Wicked's coming back.
Yes.
And Lion King is coming back.
Yes.
We are getting the pre-Broadway run of Flashdance the Musical, which is interesting. And then there was a couple of other ones that we're getting. I can't remember what they are now.
I don't know.
But, the War Horse is playing right now. And it's a couple
Actually,
of other
War
shows.
Actually, War Horse wraps up this weekend.
Oh, well, I missed the War Horse then. But there's, we've gotten some pretty good quality shows to come. Mary Poppins is coming back.
Mary Poppins.
And, Catch Me If You Can, the musical, which I've heard mixed things on. Sister Act the Musical, which I've heard mixed things on. But we missed Lacage. Oh, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert the Musical we're getting, which I've heard mixed things on too, but I still want to see it just to see it. And yeah, pretty much it. So I wanted to go see Les Mis since the movie's coming out. I wanted you to see the stage version also, but it just slipped away from me. So I'm kind of upset about that. Cause
I have 5 hours to kill on a play.
Because I love Les Mis. So, anywho, when we come back,
what?
It's time for our rant, folks.
We have a rant.
We have a rant.
We have a beef.
We have a big beef.
Big beef.
So we wanted to warn you right now that a beef is coming its way.
Big beef with a capital I.
And with a capital
I.
I? Why all I?
I.
Oh,
isn't that what it is?
That I, yes, it is a capital I.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes, it is a capital I and a capital wood. That's all we'll say.
And we don't mean Natalie.
No. So when we come back,
is that story still floating around?
About God damn it! We'll be right back. We're back.
We're back.
And we're ready to rant.
And we're currently at Trader Vic's, and I'm having issues. Or
Trader Joe's.
I'm sorry. There's too many places.
Trader Vic's is a Hawaiian-themed restaurant.
We had one of them here once, too.
So anyway.
Anywho.
We have a rant.
We have a rant.
And it's a rant for a place that we wish we didn't have to rant about.
Yeah.
We have to file a complaint. And we have. Online. With the Inwood Theater in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. First we'll get the pissy one out of the way. Which is the fact that the hipsters have taken over.
They are catering to the hipsters.
Yes, they are catering to the hipsters at the theater.
Yeah.
And it's not cool.
No.
All right, case in point. We recently went to go see Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Last night. The midnight movie.
Yes. There were very few of us who were in the age demographic of when that movie first came out.
Yeah.
The rest were teenagers and early 20s, and they were all hipsters. All fucking hipsters. Yeah. And none of them could understand why
we were laughing.
They couldn't understand why us old folks were laughing at the film. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, folks. Comedy.
Comedy. John Hughes comedy.
John Hughes comedy.
Classic comedy.
They didn't understand why we thought
Illinois
it was funny.
High school, I call trilogy.
Yeah. He couldn't understand why we thought it was funny. They couldn't understand it.
No.
And we're like, really? I mean, actually, I had one person who was in front of us. She was just like, yeah, I felt so bad for those characters. I understand what they're going through. And I'm going, bitch, it's a comedy!
Yeah, the hipsters, apparently we found out, the hipsters think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off as a serious social drama.
About their experiences and, and something that they can relate to.
They think it's a drama.
Bitch, it's comedy!
It's a comedy!
And then there was this couple next to me. The couple that I call Annie Hall in her 20s and Joan Jett. The Joan Jett person was laughing.
Yeah.
And Annie Hall didn't understand why she was laughing.
No.
I don't get what's so funny about this. What's so funny about this? This is a serious movie. She actually said, this is a serious movie. And I'm like, are we watching the same film?
Hipsters don't get it. Okay, so our listeners out there, if you are in the hipster generation and you are a hipster and you think that, what's his name, Andy Milonakis?
Oh my god!
Genius. I'm going to ask you to stop listening to our show because you're not our target demographic.
No, you're not. There was another person who was in front of us. He said, yeah, Matthew Broderick, he's great in comedies, but he's no Andy Milonakis.
Thank God for that.
And I'm like, seriously? That annoying man child who had a show on MTV? What?
Andy Milonakis is crap.
You think he's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
I'm sorry.
The hipsters have been slowly taking over, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. But that's the pissy complaint.
Yeah, that's...
Now on to the legitimate, what the fuck are you doing, Inwood, complaint.
They were the cool place to go. Mm-hmm.
Over the past few weeks, now that a new management has taken over, they've really let the place go to pot.
Yeah, they have.
First of all, when they used to do the midnight movie series, I mean, when they do the midnight movie series, I guess we can go to Target to get the bugs. But,
yeah.
Sorry. Real life crashed into the show.
We're grocery shopping here.
Anyway. Lord knows, after we mentioned we don't want to go to Target to get the hot dog buns. I mean, to Walmart to get the hot dog buns.
Oh, no.
Okay, so they would do an introduction where they would thank the Observer, which is a local rag here in Dallas, for, you know, promoting the midnight movie series.
Yeah, so what used to be is that the Dallas Observer, which is our big community newspaper
for my Bay Area friends, think of it as like the Dallas version of The Guardian.
Yeah. It is a lifestyle magazine, newspaper. It's free. About clubs, concerts, movie reviews.
Alternative news.
Stuff that your regular local paper wouldn't carry.
Yes.
Everyone has a thing like this.
I think pretty much every major city does. So, you know, they would thank them for that. And
advertising
then,
it.
And then they would also thank a local video store.
A Premiere Video.
That would provide them with the prize of the night.
Which is usually a DVD copy of the film they're showing.
Uh-huh. And then they would have a trivia contest where they would give away the DVD. And then they would also announce the lineup of the next upcoming films. Okay, well, when we went to go see Blue Velvet, the new manager who basically has kind of like this "I don't care" attitude,
who's in his late 30s, early 40s,
just kind of like, "Eh, yeah, Inwood promotes us. His movie's Blue Velvet. Come back and see Ferris Bueller."
Well, no, he did some talking about the movie. About, you know, who likes David Lynch movies? What have you seen? What's your favorite one? Mm-hmm. He did do a little Q&A with us on it.
But then when it came to the other films, like, yeah, we got Ferris Bueller.
And we had some more films coming up. The Room's coming up sometime in a couple weeks. And Rocky Horror.
Didn't do a trivia thing. Didn't give away a movie. No. I was just like, okay, well, maybe a copy wasn't available.
Or it's Blue Velvet.
And I found out that they kind of did the same thing with Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. And then I also found out that... they kind of had kind of lacklustered, and we haven't been to The Room in a while. And I,
yeah, it's been since before summer.
Yeah, and I heard that they really kind of lacklustered that. So this was our first time going back since seeing Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Okay. One, the theater was dirty, dirty, filthy, filthy. They didn't bother to clean the theater after the film like they normally do. They could have cared less. Popcorn, trash, all over the place. I had a dirty Band-Aid in my cup holder.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
And then, no pre-show. They just started the film.
Yeah.
And then, they cut the film off during the iconic ending.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller, if you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know when the credits roll and Edward Mooney is on the bus and the bus pulls away, and then the credits, you know, it goes black. There's this very last, like, minute-long scene of Matthew Broderick in his robe coming out of the kitchen, like, oh, you're still here? Go home. And it's very funny, it's cute, whatever.
It's one of the most memorable moments of the film.
They cut it off.
Yeah. In fact, it's like right when the credits were wrapping up, they could not stop the film any sooner.
Yeah, they want us out of there.
They wanted us out of there.
They want us gone.
And then on top of that, if that wasn't enough... When it came to buying the tickets and the popcorn and everything, they were like, eh, eh.
Yeah.
They didn't care. And then it was like a cattle call going into the theater. The guy who's normally upbeat, the guy you call Denny.
Yeah.
All of a sudden was like, hey, everyone in line. Ferris Bueller's open, so get in.
Wasn't quite like that, but he was kind of there about it.
Yeah, it was pretty much the attitude.
He's the only guy who's there who's been there the whole time we were going.
And then I found out from Michael from Cult Film Fanatics that this has been going on for some time, and it's been ever since the management has taken over.
I've noticed ever since this new management, I've heard that the attendance for the midnight movies
have dropped
significantly.
Yes.
Significantly. And then didn't you say you had a friend who overheard that the thing about why the hipsters like this theater?
Yes, I had a friend who said that he overheard that he stopped going because he overheard, he's in his 40s.
Let me describe this theater to people who don't know.
Okay.
It was built in the 30s as an Art Deco style theater. It was recently renovated back in 2005. It is Art Deco. Okay, that's Art Deco. It's got a lot of Art Deco features to it.
A nice grand staircase.
Big grand staircase. Murals on the wall, murals on the ceiling. It's beautifully done.
It's got a bar and a lounge.
Got a bar, which is called the lounge, and has won awards, being one of the best bars in the country continually every year. And the inside, the main theater, which is the big theater, they have two screens upstairs with smaller screens. They're traditional stadium-style seating, but they have tables with them.
Mm-hmm.
And downstairs, which is the main screen, have love sacks. So you don't know what love sacks are. They're these big, oversized...
Plushy...
bean bags and big plushy comfortable couches. They took out all the regular stadium, regular theater seats and put in these big plush velour and velvet couches
and
with
chairs
and pillows
and beanbag chairs.
It's very cushy. It's very comfortable.
It's a very cozy environment.
It's a very posh environment. Well, that's what this is. It's all very, and these things are not cheap. These love sacks are fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000-$4,000 for a chair.
Pop.
Yeah.
Lord knows Mark Cuban can afford it.
Yes.
But
now,
with that said, with the way that this theater is, my friend who stopped going to the Inwood, the reason being is because he overheard one of these hipsters talk about what the reason why that the hipster loves the Inwood is because it provides to them an authentic grindhouse movie theater experience.
Really? I don't get that, because there's no sticky floors because it's all carpeted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the guy, the creepy guy in the trench coat next to me jerking off to a film.
Mm-hmm.
And the film is all digital projection, DVD, Blu-ray, DVD quality.
There's
now.
No scratches, no
there's
cuts.
No scratches.
No scene missing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. This is not grindhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing like grindhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hipsters. I'm sorry. If you're under the age of 30, I'm not going to like you. There are very few exceptions. Very few.
Yeah, the hipster generation drives me nuts because
they don't get it.
They don't get it, and they don't care that they don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's our future.
They are the I don't care generation.
Yeah, I don't care generation.
I don't care about you. I don't care about me. And I don't care
I'm
about this.
Judging
I'm
you.
Yeah, I'm judging you, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't go for that.
No.
But. On top of all the problems that we experienced with the Inwood, you bought freshly popped popcorn.
Yeah, he just popped it.
He just popped it and dumped it, and it tasted like three-day-old popcorn.
It tasted horrible. These have really good popcorn. And usually I can't wait to tear down a bag of popcorn.
We still have like three-quarters of a bag.
And we left it.
We're like, really?
That's $7 gone.
Yeah, really? This popcorn tastes like shit.
Yeah. And I noticed from the movies that were letting out this weekend they had, which were during the day, is mainstream first-run films, there was nobody there.
Not really.
Very few people.
Not really.
I think my opinion is, well, you know what? I'm going to say it. I think I know what started all this. When they introduced the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Los Bastardos?
Yes.
I have to agree.
I think that's when it started.
I think that's when it started. Because I noticed that it when Los Bastardos took over...
It brought in a different
crowd. It started bringing in a different crowd, and not a good crowd, unfortunately.
No. They even ruined the room for us, because the room, like Rocky Horror, the room has a script. There is an actual script of stuff. Now, we do encourage people to make up their own stuff and make new jokes.
But at the same time, we want to be able to hear the dialogue in the movie also.
Which is another beef I have with the Inwood. God damn it, turn up the audio.
Mm-hmm.
They never have the audio turned up enough so you can even hear a movie when you're not riffing or yelling at, like Ferris Bueller. I couldn't hear half the movie.
Well, Mike's beef with the Inwood was when he went to go see Batman, the Tim Burton version of Batman, the people were riffing it. And it was pissing him off, and it was also pissing off the fans of the film, because, I mean...
You don't riff it.
That's a movie that if the film is going to be riffed, leave it to riff tracks.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. And in fact, there was one, the creepy furry guy, that last time we were at the room, when they were starting to talk about all the movies, he even asked, are all the films here audience participation? No.
No, we said no.
Yeah, so... It's not the place it used to be anymore.
No.
And so you registered a complaint on Facebook.
Yes.
I took it a step further. I not only registered a complaint on their Facebook page, but I also posted a poor review on Yelp, and I also sent that review that I posted on Yelp to their main headquarters under their comment section.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to hear a response from them.
You will, because when I complained about a situation about a year ago, they responded to me. They will respond to you.
I hope so.
They will.
Because, yeah, it was a very horrible experience.
Because the Landmark Cinemas, they pride themselves on being a premier movie experience.
They got a lot to fix at the Inwood.
Yeah, the Inwood has problems.
And so, Cult Film Fanatics, that used to be our home theater, and we've decided
no.
Because there's a new game coming into town also, and that game is known as the Alamo Draft House. So,
oh my god! Okay. Inwood, Lakewood, Magnolia, and
Angelica.
Angelica,
they're in trouble.
You need to step up your shit.
Because
Studio Movie Grill
needs
step
to.
It up.
Well, Studio Movie Grill is kind of actually with the Studio Movie Grill with a twist.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
the game is changing.
The game is officially changing with the arrival of the Alamo Draft House.
It's not just a movie experience. They do TV shows. They do cult film stuff. They do special runs of things.
It is a movie-going experience. I mean,
for example, one of the anniversaries back a couple years ago, for an anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
They actually moved their theater stuff to the house in Texas where the Chainsaw Massacre movie was filmed and did a special screening of the film at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Who else does that?
Yeah.
Who else does that?
When they had a screening of the Ron Howard movie, Gung Ho, about the Asian
auto
industry taking over the American auto industry.
Yes.
They showed the movie at an abandoned Ford plant in Flint, Michigan.
Yes.
They do shit like this all the fucking time.
The movie theater landscape, because the Alamo Drafthouse used to be just in Austin.
And now they're branching out.
They're branching out nationwide. So everybody
listening. And they bring their A game with them.
They are an A+, 5-diamond, AAA movie experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all are in the movie theater and y'all go talking or texting your phones or whatever,
you're instantly kicked out.
They have people in the theater watching you.
They have a zero tolerance policy for talking in the theater. And they have a zero tolerance policy for texting in the theater or talking on your phone.
And they play in a game, whatever. They will take... I think first warning is they take away your phone.
No, there's not a zero warning at all. There's no warning. You are kicked out.
You're gone.
In fact, one person once filed a complaint about it. And the Inwood took a honey badger stance on it.
No, not the Inwood.
No, not the Inwood, but the Alamo took a honey badger stance on it. And took that complaint phone call and mocked it by turning it into the warning video that they show at the beginning of each film as to why you are not allowed to text.
They don't care. I'm not paying $15 to go into a movie theater to hear you talk on a phone.
Or to hear your conversation.
And I'm not going to pay $15 to go to a movie theater and see your kid sitting next to me be the star of the show. Take your fucking brat and get her out of here.
That's the other thing that they do. Children are not allowed in R-rated movies.
Period.
Yeah, that's the other thing that they do.
You're not bringing your fucking brat into a goddamn R-rated film.
Yeah, children are not allowed.
They PG-13, they follow it. R, they follow it to the letter. You're not bringing your kid.
Yeah, there's a reason why Alamo Drafthouse wins all the awards that they do, and now that they're coming to Dallas, and we see the design of the theater, it's going to be designed to look like a 1950s bowling alley. Actually,
beautiful.
Oh my god, I can't wait. So it looks like that might become the home base for cult film fanatics.
That's fine with me.
And Inwood, you lost a fan. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing with me on Inwood. As we were talking last night. The Inwood holds a very, very special place in my heart because this is where if I remember correctly, this was the first film my parents took me to see ever in life. I was 4 years old when The Towering Inferno came out, and that's where they took me to see The Towering Inferno at the age of four. That was my first film I ever saw, and I remember that to this day. I'm 42 years old.
Wasn't that also where you saw a Metropolis?
Well, hold on. Don't jump ahead. This is the film where I first saw Metropolis on the big screen for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the film...
Film or theater?
I mean, this is a theater where I went on my very first ever gay date ever in 1994. My first gay date, 5 years after coming out. That's right, I didn't date for 5 years. First gay date ever was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Here, I saw the special pre-run midnight screening of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, when it was still a forbidden Asian film festival. I saw so many classic movies here. I never went to this movie theater to see a mainstream first-run film. I've always seen classic stuff, and this place, this movie theater holds a very special place in my heart. A lot of milestone moments for me are in this theater, and I absolutely adore this theater. I'm all about the 1930s Art Deco thing. I know the history of this theater. I love this theater, and it needs renovating again. It's still not quite where it needs to be. It needs updating, but I love this theater to death. And to say any of this pains me. It hurts my soul. Because this theater is the last part of my history that's still standing. All my past jobs are gone. All my schools are gone. Any place, all my friends have moved away. Any part of my history If I were to take you on a tour of my, the Chris Extifer tour of whatever, this place is the last place that's on it. And it just hurts me. It pains me. So I'm pissed.
And see, with me, when I first moved here, when I discovered the Inwood Theater, I fell in love with it instantaneously.
Which is just 3 years ago.
Yeah. Fell in love with it instantaneously.
I knew you would.
And I've been looking forward to going to midnight movies here and everything.
Well, we couldn't do midnight films first because you worked retail and you worked midnight for Disney.
My schedule was not compatible, but then I finally got schedules that was compatible with it.
Mm-hmm. And we discovered The Room, which was your first movie at the end.
Yeah, we discovered The Room and we discovered Birdemic there, mm-hmm. and we've seen Troll 2 there with an audience and Xanadu and all sorts of stuff. And now, I really hate saying this, I have no desire to return to the Inwood after the events that have unfolded over the past couple of weeks.
Xanadu was my birthday movie a couple of years ago.
So everything that you did in the past few weeks
sucks.
Has killed the joy that I've experienced at your theater for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
So Inwood, fuck you.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Okay, hopefully we're back.
We're trying. It's 2 weeks later.
So, keep your fingers crossed. We had an incident happen with this iPod where all of a sudden it had a freak out and died on me.
Yeah, my fingers, toes, and eyes are crossed.
And so, all of a sudden, it looked like it was going to be the end of SassyCast.
Not the end.
For now.
For a hiatus.
And this is now currently working, but we don't know what the sound quality is going to be like.
Yeah.
So we're going to attempt. Keep your fingers crossed because...
fingers, toes, and eyes are crossed.
Because this has come back to life.
I'm driving.
You're driving. Let's see here. What has happened... Since we left off when we were talking about...
Well, we do
have an update on the Inwood Theater.
Yes, real quick.
Quick update. We found out that the reason why it went to shit was, well, there's no manager in charge.
They have no manager.
Yeah. So I sent in a complaint to the Landmark Theater chain. They apologized. That's when they explained that there was no manager in charge. They gave us 2 tickets in hopes that we return. We'll return when they get their shit together.
Yeah, we want to give a couple weeks to get a new manager in there. I'm thinking about applying for the job.
So,
biggest news, huge news, earth-shattering news. In fact, isn't the day I got it the day we had that earthquake in Irving?
Yes.
Literally, earth-shattering news. Extifer has a cell phone.
After all these years of being anti-phone, he got a cell phone.
The day... we had an earthquake at Irving, a 3.8.
Yeah, after you bought the phone, the earthquake hit.
3.84 magnitude earthquake in Irving, Texas.
Mm-hmm, which is not that far away from us.
This is Dallas.
Yeah.
Middle of Dallas, mid-cities. My land! So.
Yeah, so.
God's country!
Even the earth was in shock that you bought a phone.
Oh my God. People at work are like, what? Let me see it. Ooh.
Our friends are going, you bought a phone?
My friends are like, oh, yes, that phone, okay. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
The ones who know us well, like Chris and Mike, are like, wait.
They're in disbelief.
They're in total disbelief that you have a phone. And, yeah, I'm so shocked that you finally got one, too. It's like, wow, you have a phone.
You made me.
I know.
You twisted my arm and my nipples.
Well, it was long overdue. That
one of those against my will.
It was long overdue.
I got a cell phone. I have internet, which I don't use. I have email, which I don't use. I do the texting on the mobile.
Mm-hmm. You've become quite handy with the texting.
And my mobile has the QWERTY keyboard. I'm calling you on the mobile.
Okay, dear.
And I talk to people occasionally.
Uh-huh.
Or talk at them. Talk in them. Okay. I text. I do the typing. The typing on the mobile.
Wow.
Gladys, I'm typing you on the mobile.
Hey, I got a trip here.
Oh, I actually did like the thing I swore I'd never ever do. I texted my friend Bridget, like, girl, you've got to get to Macy's. I have a sale going right now.
You know what else you did is you attempted to text while you were driving, and I slapped that shit out of your hands. I was just like, no. You always bitch about people texting while driving.
No,
what the fuck are you doing?
I was trying to turn off the volume on my phone.
Uh-huh. You were on your phone while you were driving, monkeying around with the buttons. Hypocrite.
I wanted to turn on my volume on the mobile is too quiet. I can't hear the ring. It's not ringing. Why is my mobile not ringing?
Why are you calling it a mobile?
Because I'm an old lady. I'm calling my friend Gladys on the mobile. Gladys, this is Ethel. I'm calling you on the mobile.
Oh, you're pulling it out.
Gladys, I'm calling you on the mobile. Pick up the phone. I know you're there. I'm outside your house. I'm typing you on the QWERTY keyboard on my mobile.
Oh my god. First you get on Growler, and now you got a phone.
Growler, fuck.
The whole world's going to hell.
Growler. Let me tell you about my adventures on Growler. This one guy says, first opening line, he's hot looking too, he's local, he says, very friendly guy, will chat with anyone.
Uh-huh.
Except, and then, boom, there's this list of people he won't chat with. and what he's into and not into. And I'm like, okay, what? I mean, he's like this... I mean, it's like reading War and Peace. He's typed this book on this tablet for the growler. And it's like... when we get back, I will...
God, you sound like an old fart.
When we get home, I'll pull up his profile on Growler and I'll read it. And I will, of course, change, you know, his screen name, you know, Cub Guzzler. That's not his name. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I'm on the Growler.
Oh my God.
I'm driving the Kia. I'm talking to Gladys on my mobile. Gladys, where's my ladle? You borrowed it for the potluck on the Sunday school, and I want my ladle back. Call me back on my mobile. My number is Klondike 5.
Oh my God. Oh, God. Now what?
Gladys, where's my ladle? I can't hear you. Or you must be what they call the dead zone. Is that a movie? I think that's a movie. Oh. Not a real thing. Call me back on my landline. I'm hanging up the mobile. Oh, I got a message. Hold on. Oh, it's from Mike. He's at his homeowners association meeting.
Oh, how fun.
Still there? At 8:40 at night? Maybe I don't want a house. Mm-hmm. See, listen. It makes this bubble noise.
Your phone farts.
That's what Linda said. Your phone makes me want to go pee. Thanks.
In other news...
Pretty.
It's pretty. In other news, if you haven't went to go see it yet, we highly suggest you going to see the movie Looper.
Yes.
Do not expect an action film. It's very deep.
It does have some action in it.
Yeah, but it's not like intense action Bruce Willis film. It is a deep movie, and it's got some great acting, and the story's twisted, and absolutely love it.
Yes. But go, Gladys.
Oh, God.
Go see The Looper.
Oh, my God.
It's a time travel. A time travel, Gladys.
God.
Go see The Looper. It's got that kid from that show you liked about 20 years ago. No, there's no new... It canceled, Gladys. They canceled. Oh, my God. She'll never understand.
Oh, my God.
It's got that Bruce Willis. No, Willis.
God.
No, that's Chuck Norris. Yeah, they're both ugly. But no, Gladys.
Oh, man. Oh, and we do have a comment that we have to make. When we went to go see Looper, yeah, when we went to go see Looper, they had some trailers. And,
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say it, but Paranormal Activity 4 did not scare us.
No.
We don't find this one scary at all. We're
it's more of the same.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Looper,
mm-hmm.
when we left the theater,
oh,
there
God.
Was this lady there who goes...
Oh, I wanted to punch her.
Oh, I don't know why there was so much violence and blood.
It's an R-rated Bruce Willis movie.
It's a Bruce Willis movie, Gladys. It's R-rated by the MPAA.
Oh, I can't handle all the violence
and the blood. Oh, I don't know why there was so much violence and blood.
I will say, though, that the trailer for Sinister...
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
...scared the audience.
But you know what, though? The one I think it's going to take is going to be Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that was actually... made me a little misty-eyed. And, yeah, it looks good. So.
Timely. It's timely.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
My goodness, Beano. There'll be no gas.
A Beano, we've learned, does not work on
you.
Yeah, Beano is a crock of shit.
On you.
We tried Beano, and guess what? It actually increased my gas.
Because you took it when you already had the gas.
You're supposed, according to the instructions, you are supposed to take 2 to 3 pills before you take your first bite to eat. You
but
swallow
you
the pills.
You were already gassy before you took it.
But it shouldn't have increased it. It's supposed to deplete the gas, not create it.
No, not even deplete. It's supposed to prevent it from even forming. It already formed in you.
No, it formed more. I sounded like a wild male African elephant in heat.
Yes. Someone brought their pet water buffalo.
We ate at Del Taco tonight.
We ate at Del Taco tonight because it's National Taco Day.
And on Thursdays is their chicken taco special.
Buy two, get one free.
Which we did not get.
No, we didn't get.
I wanted tacos. We were, traditional beef.
Yeah, we were like, bring us the beef.
Beef taco.
No, their beef is real beef.
I know.
Yeah, it's not Taco Bell beef.
No.
So, but we enjoyed that. It was quite delicious.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, and I'm going to show it to you tonight after you watch your show.
Okay.
The latest episode of South Park, where they attacked Honey Boo Boo Child, is quite possibly one of the greatest episodes of South Park ever, because not only of how they skewered Honey Boo Boo Child, I mean, they nailed it with that cunt, but the subject... Answer your phone.
Gladys! Gladys, we're at the apartment. We're home. Home. No, not the home. We're not going to the home. Home, Gladys. Yes. Yes, I will water the fern. Yes, Gladys.
Oh, Gladys, you're so stupid.
Oh, you heard that, did you? No, I'm not calling you stupid. Oh, now I'm in trouble. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm calling the fern stupid. It won't drink the water, Gladys.
Anyway.
Gladys, I gotta go. Apparently my battery is dying on the mobile. This thing has a camera. No, it's not a Polaroid. I can text you and use the typing on the QWERTY keyboard to send you what they call a JPEG. The JPEG. No, that's not a rapper, Gladys.
Although it probably should be. MC JPEG.
Hey.
No.
That'd be great.
No.
MC JPEG.
No.
Yes.
Do not think it into life. Oh, no. Anywho, we gotta go.
No, it doesn't send PDF files, Gladys. You don't need the Adobe.
God, we gotta go, boo. Hang up the phone.
Bye, Gladys. Oh, she'll die soon.
It's with Roxy.
Well, oh.
Poor Roxy.
Let's keep our fingers crossed in hopes that this works.
Then
Sassy Cast has been saved. And if not, then, oh, well.
This is some good shit. I don't want to lose this.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
Der Heilig, der hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht. Und Marquis, der hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht. An dem schönen blauen Sonntag liegt ein toter Mann am Strand.
I like your kinky fuckery.
Give me a man that can be Tatooine. It's so different from the world I'm living in. Tired of TV, I open the window and I gaze into the night. But there's nothing left to see, no one inside. There's not a soul out there, no one to hear my prayer. Give me a man after midnight. Won't somebody help me chase the shadows away? Give me a man after midnight. Take me through the darkness to the break of the day. Give me a man after midnight. Take me through the darkness to the thick of the day.